Daf is Daf Tes Zayin. So we got to the very, very top of Tes Zayin and Ralph. We're up to the words Amar Rabbi Asi. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Asi. We were talking yesterday about how the attendants of Achashverosh were trying to erase what was written in the Sefer Zecharonos, and they wrote, and they Gavriel came along to rewrite it. So Gemara now says Amar Rabbi Asi, Darish Rabbi Shila Ish Kvar Timarta. That's what he darshened. Maksiv Shilamat, Maksav Shilamata Shilazuchusan Sheisol. Just like the Ksav written down below in Olam Hazeh. It was a zechus for Klai Yisrael, and Eino Nimchak, it cannot be erased, even though it was a zechus in the world of Gashmias. So, Ksav Lemala, Lo Koshkin. Certainly, the writing that takes place Lemala, which is referring to Ruchnias, certainly there's no erasing of that either, and that lasts forever. So, Gemara now goes on to continue darshaning the sixth parak of Megillas Esther, to Lo Nasa Imo Davar. So, when they told Achashverosh that, you see, Mordechai did a wonderful thing and he saved your life, and you didn't do a thing for him, Lo Nasa Davar, Imo Davar, what does that mean? So it sounds like that they wanted to actually reward Mordechai at that point. They said, let's talk reward him. Why? So Amar Rava, Rava points out, Lo mipnei she'ovim es Mordechai, not because they loved Mordechai, rather, mipnei she'sona es Haman, because they realized that Haman was the one who was going to, who was the arch enemy of Mordechai. So in order to put down Haman, they said, let's reward Mordechai, even though they didn't like Mordechai, but they hated Haman more so than Mordechai. So Gemara then says that Heichen lo, the pasuk says to read the whole. You have to really read the entire pasuk to appreciate this. It's when Haman had prepared the tree. So Haman bav lemar lamelach letlo says Mordechai al ha'et asher Heichen lo. They said that the Heichen lo that he prepared for him. Who's him referring to? So Tana lo Heichen, for himself he prepared, even though his intention was really to prepare for Mordechai. The drasha is he ended up preparing for his own self, being hanged on this very tree. So then the pasuk says, "V'asa chen leMordechai." So he did this to Mordechai. That's what he was told to do, Haman, to do every single thing. So Amar Lei. So after Achashverosh says, "Do whatever you told me. You should do this to Mordechai." So Manu Mordechai. So who's Mordechai? Amar Lei explained to him, "Hayehudi, the Jew." So Amar Lei, Tuva Mordechai Ika Behudai. There are many Mordechais, many Jewish Mordechais. Amar Lei, Hayoshi B'Shar Melech, the one who sits by the entrance of the palace. Amar Lei, he says, "Sagile Bechada, discard him. Mordechai, it's enough. Give him a one." May one village, Inami Bechad Nara, or one river. He doesn't need all these fancy things of big day Malchus. Amalei Achashverosh says, Honami Yehovle, give him that as well. Give him a village, give him a river, and also everything else that we mentioned before. Al Tapel Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Don't leave out anything that you had mentioned. So then the Gemara says from the Pasuk, Vayika Haman es Alavush Vesasus, he took the clothing, he took the horse. Also Ashkechei, the Yossi Rabbanon, Kamei, Umachvele, Hilchos Kemitza Rabbanon. So when he found the Mordechai, he was busy giving shir to Tamidim, learning the lachas of Kemitza. So came in the Chazi Mordechai Da'apik Lekible, Vesutzei Biachin Bialde. So Mordechai noticed Haman was coming, holding on to a horse. Mirtas, he get very scared, Mordechai. And Amar Lehu, he told this Tamidim, the Rabbanon, Ha Rashia Lemiktel Nafshi Kasi, this Rasha Haman's coming to kill me. Zili Mikame, go run away from me, hide from me. You guys will be protected. I'll take one for the team. Dilo Tikvei Begachachta, so this way you don't get burned from the hot coal of Haman Harasha. But he shot at that moment. Nisati Mordechai. Mordechai wrapped himself in a talus. But Kamle Litzlusi, he went and stood up to Davin. Also Haman VeYosef LeKamayu. So Haman went there and he sat waiting for Haman to, Mordechai rather to finish davening. The Orich Ad Desalik Mordechai Litzlusi. He waited until Mordechai finished davening. Amrulu. So afterwards, Haman says to the Talmidim, "My Asik. So what are you guys busy doing?" Amrulu. They said to him, "Bizman Beis Hamikdash Kaim. When there's a Beis Hamikdash, Man Demin Davin Mincha. One who was who dedicated, who gave him a Mincha." One of the menachos to the base of Megdash, Maisi Mali Kumsa de Sulta, took a whole handful of flour. Umaskaperle, and it will be a kapara for his avonos. Amarlu, Haman says, well, asa mile kumsa kamchaditcha, came along your full fistful of flour, vidachi asara alfe kikari kaspe didi, and it pushed over my thousands of kesef that I gave to kill you. So Amarle, Mordechai says to Haman, Russia. Evid shekanin nechasim evid lemi, nechasim lemi. An evid who acquires something, whose property is it, goes to the master, and I still own you. If you remember a couple of days ago, he was really an evid kanani of Mordechai, so you have no right to give anyway any money over to Achashverosh. It's all my money, and that's what took place. Now, why dafka kmita? There's a discussion, but one thought I had is that kmita is from the menachos, and you see a big theme in the Megillah here in the parakim, this parak, is that the Indian of Menucha, that Haman was complaining that Klai Yisrael was busy resting. They rested on Shabbos. He said, this day's off. That's a Pesach. That's a Sukkot. They're always resting. We see that the idea of resting. And we said yesterday that Nadir Shas HaMelech, there was an awakening awakening of the slumber from the sleep. And we also have, when it comes to drinking, how much wine should a person drink? So the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramah is that a person should drink in full sleep. So the concept of sleeping, of menucha, of menachos, that concept in the Kemitah is a reference to waking up, rising from the slumber. And this eventually led to the Yeshua. So Gemara now says, Amr le kum levush honey mani. See, get up and wear this big day malchus. Urachav ahai susya, and go ride on this horse. So Dubai lech malka, that's what the king wants of you. Amr le, Mordechai says, I have a problem. Lo yachil, I'm not able to. I'll need the bay bane. I need to go to the bathhouse. I need to wash up and bathe myself, clean myself. The eshkol amazi, I need to get a haircut. So dalav orech aretz, not derech aretz, lishtamushe b'mani b'malka hachi, to wear the big day malchus in such a way, I need to first bathe and get a haircut. So Shadri Esther Vasarti Lekuli Beibani. So Esther, very nicely, she sent a message, and she told all the different bathhouse keepers and Kuli Umani and all the different barbers to go hide. So there shouldn't be any bathhouse attendants, there shouldn't be any barbers around, so no, everyone was closed that day. And Ailu Ile Beibani, so then Haman had to bring on his own, he had to bring Mordechai to the bathhouse. V'aschi had to bathe Mordechai. V'alzav Isi Zuzi Bebeso. And then also he had to go fetch some scissors from his own house, because no one else was available to give a haircut. V'kashake Beimazia, and Haman gave Mordechai a haircut. But the kashake lay, as Haman was giving a haircut to Mordechai, ingad, Haman almost died. He felt so nauseous from what he was doing. Isnach, and let out a big sigh. Amr lay, Mordechai says to Mamaika, Misnachas, why are you busy sighing? What are you so upset about? So Haman says, "Gaver da havi chashiv le malkum mekuli revavoni." The person who's the most chashiv person of all the princes and all the ministers of the king, such as myself, hasha l'shavi balani v'saper. Now he became a bathhouse attendant and a barber. Look how I've fallen. Amr le, Mordechai says, "Rasha, you're such a rasha. V'lava saper shakfar kosim ha'isa." What do you mean? He used to be a barber in this particular village. And Tana Haman saper shakfar kosim haya esim shayim shana. You spent 22 years as being a barber, so don't be such a hotshot. You were a barber in your previous life. So Basu the shaklin of the Mazni, after he gave a haircut to Mordechai, lavshini lemane, he placed the big day malchus on Mordechai. And Amr le, Haman says him, "Sak urachava, ascend go on top of the horse." Amalei Mordechai says, "Le'achir, I'm not able to climb the horse. The chishi chayla mi meitanisa. I'm busy fasting. I'm too weak to climb on that horse." So Belchin Haman had to bend over the salik, and Mordechai had to step on the back of Haman to get on top of the horse. Ki salik bite, and when he got on the horse, Mordechai kicked Haman in the back. Amalei, so Haman says, "Look, sivlechu, doesn't it say in the pasuk in Mishlei, bin fol oivecha or oivcha al tismach? Don't rejoice in the falling of your enemy. How could you kick me? How could you take pleasure in this?" Amalei, Mordechai says, "Hani mili, it's only true be Yisrael. If there's a Jewish enemy, don't rejoice in his downfall. About bidithu you, umos olam, a Russia like yourself, ksiva va'ata alba mosemu sidroch, that a person should trample upon such a Russia and rejoice in doing so." So it says in the pasuk further in Megillas Esther, and Haman would go around the town, the city of Shushan, saying, "This is what the Achashverosh does to a person who treats him nicely." As he was passing through the alleyways in front of Haman's house, so the daughter of Haman was standing on the rooftop of Haman's house. And Sabra, she looked down and she thought, the one who's riding the horse must be my father Haman, she thought. But the one who's leading must be Mordechai. So Shakle Atzitza de Beis Hakise, she took a bucket of waste, and Shadshe Areshu de Avua, and threw it on top of her father's head, thinking it was Mordechai. Dal Einai, and then Haman looked up with the waste dripping down his face, and she noticed that it was actually her father Haman that she poured this bucket on. Nafla Meger, she fell off the rooftop, Lara Umes, and she died. Behind you, that's what the pasuk says in Esther. V'yashim Mordechai el Shar Melech. When Mordechai returned, Amar Reshesh, what do you mean he returned? Sheshav l'sakul l'tani. So when Mordechai returned, and he went to wearing the sackcloth, because you're still in the level of tshuva, so that Haman's Achashver shouldn't kill the Jews. V'Haman nitchaf el beso e avel v'chafei rosh. And Haman returned back as an avel abito, because his daughter had just died. V'chafei rosh al she'er lo, and his head was filthy with the waste that was dumped on him. The pasuk says further, "Vayisapir Haman laZeresh isha lechol ahavav." He told Zeresh, his wife, and the entire family what had happened. But at one point, he thought he was the top of the world, and now Mordechai, everything switched. So they said to him, "Karle ahavav, the karle achachamav." They called him his loved ones, and they also referred to them as his wise ones. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kala Omer Devar Chachma. If a person says a wise thing, Afilu Bumas Olam Nikra Chacham, that's called the Chacham. Im Mizera HaYehudim Mordechai. They said if Mordechai comes from the Yehudim, Lo Sucha Lo Kinafal Tibol Levava. You're not going to beat him. So Amar Lo, they explained Im Mishar Shvatim Kasu. If Mordechai had come from one of the Shvatim, Yichalsela, you could defeat him. But E Mishav Yehuda Uven Yamin VeFraim Umanasha Lo Yachisle. If he came from one of those tribes, then you can best him. You cannot defeat him. Yehuda Dechseva Yad. It says by Yehuda, he's a very strong hand. He's undefeatable, indefeatable. Or the Enoch, the other Shvatim, it says by Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, Lifnei Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe, Ora es Gurosecha. The strength is going to arise. So if he comes from any of those four Shvatim, you cannot beat him. So then it says in the pasuk in Esther, Kinafal Tipol Lefanava, that Haman had fell in front of Esther to beg that she save his life. So Darish should be Yehuda by Eli. Shtei Nefilas Halalu. There are two fallings that took place here. Lama, why? Amulo Umalo Mishul Afar. That Klaisa is compared to the dirt. Umishul Kochavim, also compared to the stars. Kishin Yordan, when they fall, when there's a Yerid and Klaisa, Yordan at Afar, they fall all the way to the bottom. It's a deep, deep fall. Kinafal Tipa Lafanav. Shtei Olin, when they ascend, Olin ala Kochavim, they ascend all the way to the top. So then, when you fight against Mordechai, when they go to the top, that means you, Haman, you're going to fall really, really far down. So then it says, "V'sarisi amelach higiyav yavilu," and then they reach to the people of the king took hold of Haman. Melamed sheviu behela, that they brought him with great fear. He was terribly fearful. He didn't have a chance to quickly. Rather, he didn't have a chance to bathe. He was still full of the waste. V'kinim karnu aniv ami v'kiyin atzar shova benezek amelach amr lo. So Esther said to Achashverosh, Tsar, the enemy, Zeh, Enos Shavim Menezek Shel Melch, doesn't care about if the king gets injured, doesn't care about the king at all. Ikane Be Bo Vashti, Ukotlele, he was the one who was jealous of Vashti, and he advised the king to kill Vashti. So this is all really Haman's fault in the beginning. Hasha Ikane Bedidi, now he's jealous of me, by the Mikli, wants to kill me as well. So this is what Esther explained to Achashverosh. Vayomer Melch Achashverosh, so Achashverosh says, Vayomer Lester Amalka, why Vayomer Vayomer? It says Vayomer Melech Achashverosh, and it says Vayomer Esther. Why the double lashon Vayomer? So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Tchila initially, when Achashverosh was talking to Esther, Aide Turgman, he was talking indirectly to her, because it's not proper for a king to talk to a layperson. Now, even though he is married to Esther, but in the end date, she did not have the yichus of Malchus, so he never spoke directly to her, it seems, only through a Turgman. But Kamen Amar Lemi Debes Shaul Ka'asina, once she told him, finally she revealed that she comes from the house of Shaul, which is the yichus of Malchus, Miyad Vayomer Lester Hamalchus. Then he started speaking to her directly. And then it says that Batomer Esther Ish Tsar V'Oyev Haman Harazeh, this terrible enemy of mine is Haman, he's the one who's trying to kill me. Amar Rabbi Elazar Merlamed Shaisa Mechavek Klapi Achashverosh. Initially, she wanted to point to Achashverosh himself and say, you're the one who's trying to wipe me out, it's your fault. But then came along, Hamal came and knocked over her hand, V'Sata Yadin focused it, Klapi Haman, and she pointed at Haman, and everything worked out nicely. Hamelach came b'chamaso, and then the king stood up in great anger. Hamelach sheva shav miginas habisan. He returned back from the palace. So what does that mean? Makish shiva lakima. The return and the getting up were equated. What does that mean? Makima b'chema. Just like here, he stood up from the meal in great anger. Af shiva b'chema sotu. When he returned back, he was in great anger as well. What does that mean? The oz of ashkech lemalchei asharis. He came in the garden and he found there were many malachim. The idmalei the begavri looked like people were standing there. Men were standing there. The ka'akri li'ilanei de bustani. And there are people who are ripping out the trees of the garden. So Amr Lehu, he says, "My avudai, what are you guys doing with my garden here?" So Amr Lehu, the malachim said, who looked like the people, the Paktin and Haman, Haman told us to do this. So also the Besa, he came back, he was so upset. So he's so upset because then Haman was trying to kill his wife. And he was upset that Haman was ruining his garden. So he was very upset every single stage. So Bahaman nofel ahamita, and then Haman fell down on the bed of Esther. And it says, nofel, nofel mi bale. It should say, he fell. What do you mean, nofel? He is falling. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, melamed sheba malach v'pilu alea, that a malach came and threw him on top of Esther, so it appeared as if he was trying to come atop of Esther. So then it says, Amar, voy mi besa, voy mi bra. So woe to my house and woe to the, from outside of it. What does that mean? Vayomer Hamelach Agam Lichboshes Hamalka Amabayis. You're trying to not only conquer me from the outside, but conquer me from within my own palace. You're trying to take my own queen. Vayomer Harvona. Harvona showed up, and he says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar Af Harvona Russia." He was a Russia as well, but also Eitzah. That particular Eitzah Haya. Once he realized that Haman was falling and his advice wasn't following through, he figured to take the other side. Immediately he ran away to go against Haman. that finally at that he threw him down, but he had no mercy anymore. Then when it comes to Risham, they're not really loyal to each other, and Chavona changed the side of the table and threw Haman under the bus. So then the Gemara says, V'chamas hamelch shachacha, and after Haman was hanged, so the anger of the king subsided. Shtei shchivos halal lama. Why, what's shachacha, the double lashon chaf? It sounds like there are two settlings of the anger. So the Gemara explains that acha acha shemako shel olam, the anger of the king of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achas shel Achashverosh. That's one shot. V'amri la other say achas shel Esther, v'achas shavashti, that Achashverosh was settled from the anger that was caused against Esther and the anger that was caused against Vashti after Haman was hanged. So before I turn the page, I forgot to raise one interesting question that comes up here. When it came to Haman giving a haircut to Mordechai, based on the calculation of Rashi, this took place on the Yantav Sheni. This took place Yantav Sheni, the whole calculation, because it was Tes Zayin Nisan when this took place. That's why Mordechai was learning Hilchos Kemitza, because Kemitza is the Karban Omer, took place in second day, which is the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, that's the 16th of Nisan. This was in Chutzar, so that means it was the Yantav Sheni. So the Yantav Sheni, he's learning the Lachas of Kemitza. So the question is, how could he get a haircut if it was Yantav Sheni? So one shot is, they explain, Yonasan Aipshitz explains that since it was done Ayidea Goy, and since Mordechai didn't move his head at all, so therefore this would be allowed to get a haircut Ayidea Goy for Tzarech Mitzvah here in terms of the Kavod Malchus. That's one shot. The other shot is, this is a Chiddush, that in the times of Mordechai, the Chachamim knew the exact calculations of when the Yom Tov was, and they actually did not keep Yom Tov Sheni in the times of Mordechai, so it was actually just a Stam Chol HaMoed. That's a big Chiddush, some say. The other question they ask is, there's a klal, you're not allowed to get a haircut from a non-Jew. How can you do that? The answer is, if it's done mifarhesia, publicly, where there's no danger, then you'd be allowed to. Okay, I forgot that. Back inside the Gemara. The Gemara then says, last two lines here of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Lekulam, going to the parshios now of the Yosef and his brothers. So before Yosef had, when Yosef revealed himself, so it says, Lekulam nasan ish chalifos smalos, u'binyamin nasan chamesh chalifos. So Yosef had divvied up different things to the brothers. He gave one item, one piece of a simla, a cloth of some sort, to each of the brothers, but to Binyamin he gave five amounts. So efshir, davarshin, and star, bo, osa tzaddik. That which Yosef tzaddik, his own all his struggles were because Yaakov showed favor to him over everybody else, and that led to his mechira. He yichasha bo, he's going to make the same mistake and favor one over the others. So the Dalma Rabbi Rava Bar Machasya Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Shloima Melas Shehosef Yaakov Yosef, because this amount of money that he had added to the coat of Yosef more so than the other brothers, Sharachava Niskal Galdava Yadu Avosein LeMitzrayim, that led to the downfall, to the Yerida, to the Mechira, to the Mitzrayim. So Amar Rabbi Binan Bar Yefes Remez Ramazlo. Somehow this justifies what Yosef had done, but Yosef was being the Ramez to Binyamin, and I guess also to all the other brothers, there's going to be a descendant of Binyamin. That's going to walk in front of the king wearing five articles of royalty. So by him giving the five smallest to Binyamin, that was a remnant to what was be. Now that doesn't really answer the question as to it's still going to create jealousy, but somehow they all understood this remez and it didn't engender any type of jealousy. Now there seems to be a very big difference though, when the father, you know, when the father chooses one son over the others versus a brother, choosing brothers is a different type of a direction of where the jealousy comes from, but that might be a different answer. The Gemara then says back to the psukim of Binyamin and Yosef. So when Binyamin and Yosef had first embraced, it says Vayipol al Tzavare Binyamin Achiv, and then Yosef fell upon the necks of Binyamin. So ask the Gemara, Kama Tzavar Mahayulei the Binyamin? How many necks did he have? It should say one Tzavar. How many necks did Binyamin have? Was he so heavy? Did he have such a thick neck? So I'm Rebbe Lazar, Bachal Shnei HaMikdashim, She'asidim Lios B'chelko She'binyamin, V'yasir Lecharev, that when Yosef was embracing him, the neck, which the Shem Yishmuel explains, is compared to the base of Mikdash, just like the neck connects the head to the body, the base of Mikdash connects the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. So when Yosef was lying down on the neck of Binyamin, he was remembering, or as he was thinking of that rather, the two Batei Mikdash that will be in Chelek Binyamin, that will ultimately be destroyed, and for that reason he was crying. Ubinyamin bacha al tzavarava, and in turn, Binyamin cried on the singular neck of Yosef, shebacha al mishkan shiloh, because Yosef in his chelek had mishkan shiloh, which was just one mishkan, and he was crying about the destruction of that, she'asad liyos bechelko she'yosef, v'yasad lecharev. Gemara says further on this psukim, "Hinei einechem iraos veine achi binyamin sekiyam davar aleichem," that your eyes saw and the eyes of my brother saw. So what's going on here? Amar Rabbelazar, Amar lehem kishem she'ein belibi al binyamin achi. Just like I, in my heart, I have nothing against my own brother Binyamin because he was not involved in mechiras Yosef, so I can't have any tainas on him. Shelo haya b'mechirasi kach ein belibi aleichem. So to my heart is not angry about you. I'm speaking to you. Kifi came to be. Just like the way I'm speaking to you, that's how I feel as well. Trust me. And that's what he's trying to transmit over to the brothers. And he sent 10 donkeys worth of all the wealth of Mitzrayim. So my mituv Mitzrayim, Amar Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, shalach lo yayin yashan, aged wine, should not the kingdom no chaymanu, because that's how an old man likes to, he enjoys some nice sipping on some nice aged wine. So he sent them some good wine for Yaakov Avinu. And they walked to the brothers as well, and they fell in front of him. Amr bin Yamin by Yefes, Amr bin Alazar, Hainu Dami Intra, that's what people say. Tala bi'idna sagile, that a fox should bow down to a lion. So they were considered the foxes, and they were bowing down to the lion, to Yosef Etzadik. So Gemara says, Tala, my bitsurse me'achai. That sounds like that the fox is weaker than a lion. So it sounds like the brothers were weaker than Yosef, but that wasn't the case. They were very chashiv as well. So Ela eat marhachidma. If you want to say, this is what you should say. Vayishachvu Yisrael arosh. I'm sorry, all the way around. It sounds like that the brothers were really greater than Yosef, but they were machnir themselves to Yosef at that very moment. But it sounds like that's not true. Yosef was greater than the brothers. So we're trying to look for an example where someone who's greater is humbling himself to someone who's less than him. So Gemara says, you're right. This is really what that pasuk is referring to, that statement rather. It's Ela itmar hachidmar. When it says, Vayishachu Yisrael arosh hamita, when Yisrael, when Yaakov Avinu, when he bowed down to his own son Yosef, when Yosef had walked in Parash Vayichi, when Yaakov was sick, he bowed down to Yosef, Amar Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tala binna sagile, that's referring to Yaakov, who is greater than Yosef, but yet he still bowed down, he was machni himself, to his brother, to his son Yosef Etzad. Then it says, Vayan Vaynachim Osam Vaydaber Alibam, and he comforted them and spoke to their hearts. Amr Binyamin by Yefes, Amr Belazar, Milamid, Sha'amr Lehem, Dvar Meshem, Miskabim Alev. They spoke to him things that will, that they'll be Makabo. He spoke very nicely and gently to the brothers to appease him. Uma Asar Neiris, just like 10 candles, Lo Yachlis Lechabos Nerechad. The 10 of you who sold me down, you're not able to extinguish me. I'm still alive. I'm still successful. So to the verse, Heyach Yachal Nerechad, how could one candle, me, myself, Yosef, Heyach Yachal Lechabos Asar Neiris, I can't extinguish 10 candles. And that was part of the appeasement. So Gemara then says back to the Megillas Esther, Yehudim Hayis Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Ikar. This pasuk, what this is referred to? Amr Yehuda Ora Zutor. That refers to the light of the Torah. V'Chein Hu Omer Kiner Mitzvah V'Sara Or. Then it says Simcha. What's that referring to? Zet Yom Tiv. That V'Chein Hu Omer V'Samachta B'Chagecha Sasan Zumi. That's referring to the Brismila. Hu Omer V'Chein Hu Omer Sasanochi Al Masecha. That's referring to David HaMelech. He was very happy when he had no mitzvahs, but then he realized he had the mitzvah of Brismila. That's referred to Sasan and Lashon of Sas. Elu Vayi Vikar Elu Tfilin. V'Chein Hu Omer V'Rocha Ami Aretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yom Mimeka. When they see the Tfilin, the Umas Omer are going to be very fearful. The Tani Rabbi Elazar, I go to Omer, Elut Film Shabaros, the Yakar, that which is worn as a crown, the beauty of a crown, that's going to instill the sphere. Ves Parshant, Aseres Bnei Haman, Amar Rav Adabar, Dimin Yafo, Aseres Bnei Haman, Veseres Tzarech Lemem Rino Bnei Shim Achash. They say all 10 names of the sons of Haman, all in one breath, as we know. My time, and what's the reason why we do this? And they say it really fast to get it all in. The Kulu Bahade Hadade Nafkin Nishmasai, because they all were hanged and died, and the Nisham is left at the very same time. So Amr B'Yochan, Vav Divaizasa, of that name, that Vav has to be Tzarech Lemimtcha, B'Zakif has to be very, very long, Kimuradia, like a post that like they use at the head of a boat to kind of feel around, has to be very straight like that. The Gemara says, Livros, my time, what's the reason? Because Kulu B'chad Zekifa is Zekufu, they're all hanged on one very long, high tree. So then the Gemara says further, Amr B'chinina Bar Papa, Darash Rabbi Shila, Ishkfar Timarta, Kol Ashiros, all the different Shiros that appear in the Tanakh, Kulan nichtavos ariach agabe levena, levena agabe ariach. It alternates. You have like a small, a few words, and underneath it's a wide, and then small and wide. Like the black, the ink, it's like ricks. It's like alternating small phrases and then wider phrases, and then thinner phrases and then wider phrases. However, when it comes to Haman, those who've seen inside of Megillas Esther, chutz mishirazu, with the exception of this shira, this song of, interestingly called a song, of the Sarah B'nai Haman, it's written Malchei Kenan, Machikinan as well, it appears in Yoshua. She'ariach agabi ariach, ulevena agabi ulevena. It's actually a straight line on both sides. They're columns, it's not alternating like bricks. So the my time was a reason. Shtote tukuma, the mapalsim, they should not be able to ascend from falling down. Because when you have the shear with like bricks alternating, it's kind of like steps. You look at Azashir, there's steps they could climb up in theory from that Yerida. When it's straight down, it's a straight wall, there's nothing for them to climb back up. So the idea of this shira being positioned in that way was to depict that they fell down, that such Bnei Haman fell, they were destroyed and killed, and they should never have to be able to have an aliyah. So then it says, "Vayomer Hamelach Esther Malka, Beshushan Habira Harga Yehudim." The Jews killed around 500 people. Amar Rabbi Bo Melamed Sheba Malch Vesatu Al Piv, that he came along and hit him on the mouth, because initially Ahasuerus spoke very harshly to Esther for having the Jews kill some people, but then the Malach slapped him across the face and he started speaking gently to Esther. Ubabo, Lefnei HaMelech Amar Ima Sefer, that when Esther came to Melech Ahasuerus, so then Amar Mibarlei. What do you mean? Esther, it should say Amar would be the proper grammar. Why does it say Uvo Lefnei HaMelech Amar? It should say Amara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so what's pshat here? That when Mordechai commanded the Klai Yisrael to make a mishta Yantav Purim, Ye'amar b'peh mashikasev b'sefer. So she was reporting back that they're going to say verbally what was written in the Torah already. In other words, Mordechai is referring he's telling Melech Achashverosh that Mordechai said, Amar ima sefer, that we should say, that's what in the sefer, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Somehow there's a reference to the tzivah of Mordechai, that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah in this very pasuk. Then it says, Divrei Shom ve'emes, we describe Megillas Esther as Divrei Shom ve'emes. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar lo Amar Rabbi Asi, Melamed Shetzricha Sirtur Kamita Shatorah. That we're referring to the din of Megillas Esther is equated to the Sefer Torah, just like the Sefer Torah requires sirta, which are the lines. If you look in the cloth, the lines etched in where everything's written straight lines, so too by Megillas Esther, there needs to be sirtut as well. So the Gemara then says, Maimer Esther Kiyim, and the statement of Esther was fulfilled. Maimer Esther in Divrei Tzomos Lo, because the pasuk also describes Divrei Tzomos. It says, Vechashir Kimu al Nafshom al Zaram Divrei Tzomos Vizak Kasam. And then it says, Maimer Esther Kiyim, that the statement of Esther was fulfilled, but the Divrei Tzomos wasn't fulfilled. What does that mean? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Tzomos, Umaimer Esther Kiyim Divrei Purim Elu. Now all of them, both of them, the Divrei Tzomos, the fasts, and the Maimer Esther, and the statements of Esther, all her, you know, her whole plan with the Mishnah, all that together, in tandem, helped protect Am Yisrael, the fasting, and Esther's good deeds. That he was the second in command, that he was liked amongst his brethren. The Rov Achiv v'lo, only some people liked him, not everyone. Most people did it, but why didn't everyone like Mordechai? You should imagine he was a hero. Because once he got involved in politics in the government, so many members of Sanhedrin separated themselves from Mordechai, because that's not where a Jew, certainly a tzaddik, should be involving himself. So Amar of Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Me'atzelas Nefashos. Greater is Limud Torah than it is to save people. Why? Dimekara, initially, Chashuv Lei Mordechai Basa Arba. Mordechai was listed in the order of the Adam Chashuvim, number 4 on the list. Uvasov, at the end, after he got involved in this whole mice of Haman and Mordechai, Nachashverosh, Basa Chamishu, he's dropped down a level to after 5 people. He was demoted. So Mekara, it says initially in the beginning of Esther Ksiv, Asher Bo'im, Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Sarya, Realia, Mordechai, Bilshan. He was number 5 on the list, after 4 people. But Levasov, at the end of Nechemia, a few program later, it says, Ksiv, Habam, Im, Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Azariah, Ramya, Nechamani, Mordechai, Bilshan. He dropped down, because once he got involved in, even though Tzals and the Falshos are very, very important, but in the end, Talmud Torah is even more important, and therefore he was demoted 1 level. So Amar Rav, Visema Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Gavdol Talmud Torah, Yos Mibinu Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah is even greater than building the Beis HaMikdash, because Kozman Shibarach Ben Nirya Kayima Lo Nichu Ezra Velo Allah. That Ezra would not leave Bavel to go build Bais Sheni so long as his Rebbe Baruch was alive. He rather, and he was supposed to learn. It wasn't until his Rebbe died, where there's a bit of Talmud Torah, that he now have the opportunity to return back to Eretz Yisrael in order to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the Parak in the Galata and move on to different topics.